Hola, mi gente. This is your favorite chica, Judy Torres.
And the summer in a big way at the Coney Island Amphitheater, presented by Brian Rosenberg, New York, and Fever Records. Live Nation gives you Freestyle Beach House White Party, happening Saturday, September 2nd, 2023. Doors open at 6, show starts at 7, featuring live performances by TKA and K7.
Come, baby, come, baby, baby, come, come.
George Lamont. Judy Torres. Receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award. Sapphire, Betty D of Sweet Sensation, The Cover Girls, Sugar Hill Gang, Cynthia, Seabank, Lime, Sammy Zone, celebrating the 30th anniversary of K7. Music by DJ Lucho and White Boy KYS, hosted by Sal Abatello and Speedy, presented by Fever Entertainment and Brian Rosenberg, New York. White attire is encouraged, but not required. Get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com, or for more info, call 914-725-0011. End the summer in a big way, the Freestyle Beach House White Party at the Coney Island Amphitheater.
Attention all freestyle freaks. Freestyle lives forever.
The information provided in this episode is not a replacement for medical advice and is not a substitute for professional medical advice as well. If you are interested in the information provided on this episode, please speak with your doctor. And if you're interested in finding a functional medicine doctor near you, please visit amarihealth.com or visit ifm.org. This episode is for educational purposes only.
Hi, this is SJ Shaw, lead clinical health coach at Amari Health. You're listening to Beautiful Life with Judy Torres.
I am a recording artist, a radio personality, an actress, a TEDx speaker, and most recently, a certified master life coach. And I am just like you, on this wild ride, a page-turning book filled with victorious chapters and chapters of sheer defeat. Well, I'm here in the arena now, here to help you create a beautiful life.
Welcome to Beautiful Life with Judy Torres podcast season 4. Yes, I'm so excited. And if this is your first time listening, I want to thank you for taking the time. If you're a longtime listener, thank you so much. This means so much to me. And of course, if you enjoy this podcast episode, please follow and subscribe anywhere you get your podcasts. Today, we're talking about something that's a little personal to me because right before I turned 55, I just noticed I was having some health issues. I noticed that I wasn't sleeping as well. The weight was coming on despite what I was trying to do. I noticed that my joints started getting pain in my lower back and pain in my feet and all this crazy stuff. And I just couldn't take it anymore. And so in my quest to find some answers, because I've been very frustrated about it all, because I don't want to take pill after pill after pill after pill. So I found out about functional medicine and I looked it up and I found a place here in New York called Amari Health and I went to see them. I've only been working with them for 6 weeks, but the difference is humongous.
So let's talk about some of those differences. Mm-hmm. What's the first thing you noticed as a difference out the gate?
I noticed my energy level through the roof. I noticed I could sleep a hell of a lot better because I was falling asleep quickly, but I couldn't stay asleep. Now I stay asleep. I noticed, and also I'm sleeping deeper, if that makes any sense. I don't even remember dreaming. I just wake up and I just notice I spring out of bed where before I would wake up and go, oh God, my hip. You know, I started getting pains everywhere. That's what was driving me crazy.
And physically you're looking great.
Thank you. Yes.
Right? That's key too.
I lost 20 pounds so far in 6 weeks and I'm following their program almost perfectly. I only cheated on my birthday and I don't go crazy.
So now when you say program, I know it has to do with dieting, right? Mm-hmm. Nutrition.
Very much.
Eating clean, right?
Eating clean.
Right.
Eating clean means this. If God made it, you can eat it. Otherwise, don't touch it.
Well, what's one of the things that they say, right? That God gave us before all the great people in science, the natural remedies in his beautiful earth mm-hmm. to take care of us.
Yeah. Yeah. All the remedies are in our plants, in our herbs, in our fruits and vegetables. And even in our protein. And protein can be found either by plant or by animal. The difference with functional medicine is that if you do eat animal protein, For example, it needs to be organic and pasteurized chicken, organic and pasteurized grass-fed beef and pork, pasteurized eggs, etc. So basically, it's the cleanest form, because what that means when you say pasteurized, it means, from what I understand, is that the animals get to go out into the pasture, into the natural world that they would be in. So they're not behind fences. They're not being fed grains or anything like that. So for example, cows, when you hear grass-fed, the reason it's important is because cows have small necks, right? So that means they bend down to eat. And that's why they eat grass-fed, they eat wildflowers, they eat all sorts of varieties of plants. The nutritional values from those plants get absorbed into their body. So when we eat them, that gives us the nutrition.
And this is not the stuff that's pumped with antibiotics
genetically modified cows, for example, they're pumped steroids and antibiotics and all these different things. And then they're fed grains that they would never eat that in the wild. And because of that, that causes inflammation for them. So guess what? We eat it and it causes inflammation for us.
Well, this is what you're talking about when you say gut health, right? Because the key to somebody feeling good starts in the gut. I mean, I've learned a lot about it in my own gut health, and it affects anxiety levels, stress levels, like you said, rest levels. You know, if the gut is good, the rest of the overall body works better.
Trust me when I tell you, if you change, and I'm not trying to tell everyone to change what they're doing, I'm just saying, if you decide to try it, when you change what you eat, I didn't even realize. I always thought I was a happy person. I am a happy person, but I'm ridiculously happy now. It's like, even when things stress me out, I'm handling a heck of a lot better. I was having another thing I noticed. I was having trouble remembering words that I've used my whole life. And it got scary to me. Like, what does this mean? Am I going to have Alzheimer's, you know?
Right. And sometimes people laugh it off. Ah, it's just a sign of aging. Don't think too much about it, right?
I mean, we all go into a room going, what did I come in here for to get?
Right, you know, right.
That happens to everyone. But when it starts to happen on a regular basis, I mean, I was on stage a couple of months ago and I literally blanked out in the middle of a sentence. And that was terrifying for me. Like, what is happening to me? And that's why I just decided I have to do something. And now I know that they're calling your stomach, the gut, the second brain, because 70% of your immunity comes from there.
Yep.
So yeah, it's been very educational. Like Maya Angelou says, when you know better, you do better. And so this quest has helped me know better. I just want to share this with the listeners, and I hope that you guys get something out of it.
Health is wealth, right?
If you don't have your health, you have nothing.
Now you say this is in stages, right? So tell us about the stages of your diet. You were telling me about it before we came on the air about, you know, how you started doing it.
Well, this is only the week 6, so I don't know what the other stages are, because they do it little by little. And that's what I like about it too. So you're not overwhelmed. The amazing thing about the program is they tell you what you can eat, and then they give you recipes for everything so that you're not lost. You have a health coach that talks to you every other week. You have recipes, you have supplements, you have shakes that they give you. They're not diet shakes. They're shakes to support the gut so you can get it back to health. So the first stage, for example, is no sugar. And I know they're like, oh my God.
It's hard because sugar's in everything.
Right. And you have to learn to read the labels. And especially if it says added sugar, anything with OSE says it's sugar, lactose, glucose, right? It's sugar. So anything with added sugars especially is off the list. And I have a sweet tooth. Everyone needs to know. I didn't get this lovely plus size body out of nowhere. I love me some cake and cookies, and oh my God, I love sugar in my coffee. What? So like I said, I just felt like I'm tired of feeling like this. And so I thought to myself, and this is what I continue to tell myself. What if I stick with this program? I enrolled in a 6-month program. But hopefully this is a lifestyle change. So what if I stick with this 6 months and I find out that I feel better than ever? Then wouldn't it be worth it? Because then if I have my health, I don't have to spend money on doctors anymore. I don't have to spend money on medications anymore. I don't have to worry about side effects anymore.
You know? And you can add longevity to your life too.
Absolutely. And so, for example, you know, the first week was sugar. The second week was no dairy. And I know people are like, what? And I felt the same way. But the truth is, you know, here I am 6 weeks later and I feel phenomenal. Once you complete the transitions, you're allowed to reintroduce foods back into your diet. That doesn't mean you can go eat cookies again. What it means is the things that they've taken away, you can try and you reintroduce it and you see how it affects your body. This is a perfect way to teach yourself what foods help you and what foods hurt you. Because foods are either healing you or they're causing inflammation in the body.
Yeah.
When you have inflammation in the body, that basically invites illness into your life. So that's the sum of it. And if people are interested, they're going to love this podcast.
Well, we have a great guest standing by. So I say it's time we bring him in. And I know that you have gained so much from him. So I'm going to turn it over to you.
Today, I'm speaking to SJ Shaw, functional medicine nutritionist and lead clinical health coach at Amari Health. Hi, SJ. How are you?
Good, Judy. How are you today?
Good. Thank you so much for coming on. And, you know, I really wanted to share this with the audience because what's been happening for me on social media is I'm getting a lot of comments from the fans. You look great. You're glowing. What are you doing? Please share. So I thought we should share. 6 weeks ago, I came into your office and I came in because at the age of 55, I started noticing that I wasn't sleeping as well. I can't get the weight off. You know, my right knee now is bone on bone, but I was having trouble walking up the stairs. I was having trouble walking in general. I started noticing on stage, I was moving less because I wasn't feeling good. And I just decided I have to do something about it. So I was listening to the Doctor's Pharmacy podcast, Pharmacy with a F, that's led by Dr. Mark Hyman. And they led me to a website where you can find yourself a functional medicine doctor. And I thought, I love the idea of functional medicine. It's different than traditional medicine. So can you share with our listeners exactly what functional medicine is about?
Functional medicine is, in very simple terms, our ability to use food as medicine. And in functional medicine, what we understand is that rather than just covering up our symptoms with medicines, we really want to find and fix the root causes. So the underlying fires that are causing us to have the symptoms that we're having, whether it's trouble sleeping at night or mood swings or pain or digestive issues, the slew of things that happen over and over again and are chronic, those things, there's usually an underlying root cause for it. And that's what functional medicine does, is that we find and fix the root causes of our health symptoms so that way we can get better once and for all, rather than just band-aiding them with medicines that the conventional system is doing.
I just want to add, I don't want to knock conventional medicine. However, my issue with conventional medicine was this. You go to the doctor, they give you a prescription, you take this medicine. It either works or it doesn't. But when it works, you've got these side effects. So you go to the doctor, you say, I've got these side effects. And the doctor says, okay, let me give you a prescription. So now you're taking another prescription. That gives you side effects. And you start to wonder, what is this doing to my body? Is it affecting my liver? Is it hurting my kidneys? Like, what is it doing to me? So I loved, you know, when I first heard that functional medicine is about treating food as medicine, I was like, this is it. Like, I can buy food and there's no side effects. This is great. And I believe you said to me when I sat down with you, you have to choose to invest in your own health. And you can decide to invest in your health or invest in the illness that you may or may not get down the line. And since my mother's diabetic, my father was diabetic, my brother's diabetic, I just saw that as my future. And I got scared. And so I thought it made a lot of sense to me to invest in my health.
Let me first address what you just said, and thank you for bringing that up, is that we're not knocking the regular doctors, mm-hmm. the people that we've been going to and trusting for all these years. But what we need to understand is that our doctors, from the first day of medical school, were taught something called crisis care medicine. And so what that means is that our medical system here in America was set up to treat us in an emergency situation. So what's an example of that? That would be, let's say you had a really bad infection and that infection was going to kill you. Well, in that scenario, we could take an antibiotic, and in most cases, that's going to save us. Or let's say we just drowned and our heart stopped. Well, a lifeguard can, if they just saved us, can shock us back to life. Mm-hmm. So what I want to be clear about, and I thank you for bringing this up, is that America has one of the best crisis care systems in the world.
Yes.
But the problem is that we are applying crisis care, which is prescribe a pill for every ill, to everything. But 90% of the time, we're not in a crisis. We have a symptom that has become chronic, And so we don't want to just manage that with medicines. We want to really fix the underlying decay. And like you're saying, if we don't fix the underlying decay, more and more symptoms will arise. And then before we know it, we've got a pillbox of medication in front of us.
Share with the listeners the reason why so many illnesses and chronic diseases and inflammatory situations are on the rise. Like, what's the biggest cause? What's the leading cause that this is occurring?
What we're seeing here with working with thousands of people over the last couple of years, primarily we have to understand is that there is a tremendous amount of chemicals and toxins that are disrupting to our body in multiple ways that are being used in manufacturing here in America. Everything from cleaning supply, laundry detergent, hair care products, makeup. And specifically and particularly for women, these hormone disrupting chemicals mess up a woman's natural hormones, her estrogen and her progesterone. And basically what happens is that these chemicals, because our body doesn't know how to clean them, they stay in our body and they become roadblocks and they prevent our body's natural healing system from working properly.
So the idea is that when we get back to eating properly, then the body has the ability to self-heal. Is that right?
In a way, but it's a little bit more than just eating right and exercising. There's a couple of mechanisms that we have to understand need to be working properly. There's five of them. The first one is that we have to make sure that our digestive system is working properly. Now, in our stomach, we have good bacteria and bad bacteria. And that's really important. So it's not just important that we're eating probiotics and prebiotics, but that we're taking steps to make sure that we're killing off the bad bacteria. So that's number one. We need to make sure that our digestion's working properly. We're not having gas, bloating, acid reflux, and even constipation. Okay. And constipation is if we're not going to the bathroom at least 2 to 3 times per day, that's considered constipation. Mm. So number one, your stomach needs to be, your digestive system needs to be working properly because we know scientifically that over 80% of our immune system and our body's ability to heal is in our gut. The second thing we need to do is we need to make sure that our body's cleaning system is working properly. And that is your liver and your kidneys. Their job is to clean you, or we can call it detoxify you. So we got to make sure that they're not backed up and that they're working properly. And it's not that they're diseased, right? So when we go to a doctor might tell us everything is normal. But we have to understand is even if they're working hard, the doctor is going to tell us everything is normal. But it's really important that we make sure that's supported. The third thing is we have to look at your body's fight or flight system. Mm-hmm. And that system is our emergency system.
That's my system. That's a mess.
Is it?
Go ahead.
Yes, and for a lot of us it is because you're busy running around and you're doing your shows and all that. So very important that that system is working with you because if our fight or flight system is constantly active or overheating, then our body's rest and repair system, it can't work. Your body's healing system will not work. So you got to make sure that that's working with you and not against you. The fourth thing is we have to make sure all of our hormones hormones inside of our body are the telephone company. And so if the telephone company is not working or the wires are crossed, then our body can't function properly. We can't sleep properly. Our moods won't be proper. We're going to start gaining weight, all these things. So very important we look at those four areas. And the fifth area that we believe in looking at is circulation, making sure that our body's blood is moving. And so that way your body can clean more effectively and our hormones can work more effectively. So these five things become so essential in allowing our body to heal. Now, for each of those five areas, yes, we can use food to support those areas, to help the body to heal.
And in addition to that, supplementation is usually necessary, right? Because from what I understand, the health of our soil now in which food is made is not as healthy as it used to be. Is that right?
100%. And that's a great point because here in America, what has happened is that farming and agriculture has become a huge, huge business. And so if you look at a tomato here in America and you look at a tomato in Italy, it's a very different size and it's a very different taste to it because we know for a fact. And even if you think about it this way, if you've ever been to the grocery store, have you ever caught those hidden sprinklers turn on and they're watering all of the vegetables so that way they look plump and fresh for us.
Right, right.
Right? It's been almost 13 to 15 days since that tomato was taken off the vine and brought to us from the farm.
So wait a minute. So those cube sprinkler systems is just to make it look good? It's not
That's
like,
right.
It's not doing any benefit like watering? Wow. Oh my God, you just blew my mind. Oh my God.
Yeah. So those are vegetables are the moment they get taken out, right? Or plucked off the tree or plucked off the vine, they're starting to decay and die.
Wow.
And so the longer we wait, the less and less vitamins and minerals are in our fruits and vegetables. And so that's very different than what we may experience when we go to Europe.
Yeah, I hear people say they go to Europe for like Portugal or Italy, for example, and they say, I ate like a pig out there and I lost weight, which is really odd when you think about it. A lot of the women who follow me, a lot of them now are complaining about the fact that they can't sleep or I fall asleep easy, but I can't stay asleep, for example. They're noticing changes in their hair, et cetera. Can you talk a little bit more about that? I know you mentioned about hormones, but can you be a little bit more specific as to what may be going on for them?
Very often, Judy, it is rampant from a young woman. Now, we're seeing young women 9 years old who are coming to us who have already started their menstrual cycle. And when they're getting it, it's really painful, heavy, irregular, to women older. So what we have to understand is why would that be happening? And again, going back to those toxins, we have to understand is what's happening and what's disrupting sleep is an imbalance in the hormones, estrogen and progesterone. What is happening is that the estrogen, progesterone, they're supposed to be friends. They're supposed to be kind of balanced together. But we're seeing that the estrogen levels are becoming higher than where the progesterone levels are. It's a condition called estrogen dominance. And that imbalance is what will cause a lot of people to have one of two things when it comes to sleep. One, that their mind just keeps racing and they're not able to fall asleep. Or if they're able to fall asleep, then they're waking up at 2 or 3 in the morning and they're like wide awake and they might have to like get up and walk around or watch some TV before they feel tired again to go back to bed. The problem with that is that the morning alarm rings and they're waking up and starting their day feeling exhausted.
Right. And sleep is very important as part of this program as well, correct?
Absolutely. And it's important for the human body. That is when the human body is able to truly heal. So when we get that deep, deep sleep, that is when our body is able to fix all of our hormones and regulate our hormones and really identify, okay, what do we need to fix? What's imbalanced? That becomes very important as well. And so without proper sleep, your entire body can't heal the way it needs to. And then over time, more and more damage continues to happen.
So what would you say to the people who say, I just need 5 hours of sleep, I'm good. What's the importance of having those extra 2 to 3 hours, right? Because you want about 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night.
That is the average. Mm-hmm. Look, there are people that are fine with 5, but if they're truly getting deep, deep sleep for that 5, then it could be okay with them. You know, and I always encourage everyone to get some sort of sleep tracker. Though my favorite is the Oura Ring. The Oura Ring, yeah. So it tells us how much of that deep sleep did we get. And that's a good way to start and see. But if you're feeling good and you're getting a good amount of deep sleep, then, you know, it doesn't have to be 7 to 8. That's the average that science shows us.
We talked about women and hormones. What about men with hormones? Do they have issues as well?
Yeah, for men, what we're typically seeing is that usually women, they go through menopause. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of in your early 40s to late 40s is when your menstruation is going to stop. And just to hit on that real quick, even though naturally your reproductive system is shutting down, we have to remember that these toxins that are coming in are messing up nature. And so it's very important that we still look at your hormones and keep them balanced, because not only does high levels of estrogen disrupt sleep, that'll make you have foggy thoughts, difficulty concentrating. It will make it it will cause weight gain, midsection, upper thigh region, and seen it will cause cysts.
I've seen that.
So cysts on the breast, cysts in the ovaries, fibroids, which can lead to uterine cancer and breast cancer. So for women, very important. Now for men, men don't go through menopause, but they go through something called andropause, which is the male menopause. So after the age of 35, a man's testosterone level starts to drop. And when that happens, then the female hormone estrogen starts to rise comparatively. And that's what can cause disruption in moods and sleep and sex drive and all of those things for a man.
The producer, Vinny Vendino, is looking at me like, what? Really? Is that what happens? Oh my God.
I'm 37.
So I wanted to talk to you. I wanted people to hear from you because it's only been 6 weeks for me, but the benefits have been like unbelievable. And I feel like I want to shout from the rooftops and let people know about Amari Health and about functional medicine. And it's a little personal for me because it's changing my life. But if this podcast can help inspire other people, that's what I wanted to do. So can you let people know where they can find you and maybe what the process is to get them started if they're interested?
Absolutely. So if you're going to your regular doctor and you're going back and you're not seeing the improvement in your health, that's when functional medicine can help because we can dig deeper, we can find and fix the root cause. And so we're available to you. We can work with anyone around the country. And our website is www.amarihealth.com. That's A, M for Mary, A, R for Robert, I for Idaho, medical.com. And just so you know, I'm not a physician. I'm a functional medicine health coach and a clinical nutritionist, but I work alongside two very expert medical doctors that specialize in this type of care.
And I just want people to know that, you know, I'm under their care. I've sat down with SJ. I've sat down with Dr. P. And the most impressive thing to me is the team that's there. You know, you're provided a health coach that talks to you every other week virtually, so you don't have to worry about going to the office. The blood work that you do there is unbelievably thorough. I've never had a doctor sit down with me for over 2 hours and explain to me every single thing in the result. So I want everyone to know this is something that if you feel like your health is failing you and you need some assistance and you're frustrated that no matter who you see, nothing's changing, please try functional medicine. And if you can, if you're in New York, Amari Health is great. I love you guys. SJ, thank you so much for being here. I truly appreciate it. And I'll be seeing you soon.
Thanks, Judy. Have a good day.
Thank you, SJ. Bye-bye. Hola, mi gente. This is your favorite chica, Judy Torres.
And the summer in a big way at the Coney Island Amphitheater presented by Brian Rosenberg, New York and Fever Records. Live Nation gives you Freestyle Beach House White Party happening Saturday, September 2nd, 2023. Doors open at 6. Show starts at 7 featuring live performances by TKA and K7.
Come, baby, come, baby, baby, come, come.
George Lamont. Judy Torres. Suave, receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award. Sapphire, Betty D of Sweet Sensation, The Cover Girls, Sugar Hill Gang, Cynthia, Seabag, Lime, Sammy Zone, celebrating the 30th anniversary of K7. Music by DJ Lucho and White Boy KYS, hosted by Sal Abatello and Speedy. Presented by Fever Entertainment and Brian Rosenberg, New York. White attire is encouraged, but not required. Get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com or for more info, call 914-725-0011. End the summer in a big way, the Freestyle Beach House White Party at the Coney Island Amphitheater.
Attention all freestyle freaks. Freestyle lives forever.
Well, I think that was a very insightful conversation, and I think that so many could benefit from nutritional health. I know that I've done it with a similar person who's practicing that with me, and it is so true. The gut is the second brain, and once you get your gut aligned, the feeling is immense, and the change is monumental for the body. So that was really great to hear you and SJ talk about all this stuff.
When you learn about what's being pumped into our food, you're going to get angry. This isn't what I've learned, particularly from this health, from Amari Health. I've learned a lot from Amari Health, but I've also done my own investigating. And when you find out all these different chemicals and all these different colors. And it's part of the reason why cancer is on the rise. It's part of the reason why autoimmune diseases are on the rise, even in young kids, when we never saw this before. So I think there's a message in this culture, in this country, that's saying, hey, this isn't working. We need to do something else. And so I'm really, really, really happy, you know, that I found out about functional medicine.
I like something you had said. You listened to a podcast that kind of introduced you to you. But what was the podcast called? It was a play on the word.
It's called The Doctor's Pharmacy, but it's instead of PH, it's F. And it's led by Dr. Mark Hyman. He's actually pretty fantastic. And he's the reason why I found Amari Health, because at the end of every episode, he always says, if you're looking for a functional medicine doctor, you can go to this website, www.ifm.org. So I as in Indiana, F as in Frank, M as in Mary.org. And all you have to do is put in your zip code and it will send you to the functional medicine doctors in your area.
That's great. There's kind of like a network of all of them. That's awesome.
And I have to say, unfortunately, it's not covered by insurance. However, they do have payment plans. Like I said, the thing that struck me that was told to me by SJ is you can either invest in your health or you can invest in the illness. And so to me, I felt like it was worth investing in my health for once.
Well, I want to know if you want to invest in who's standing by right now, because there's a whole lot that comes with her.
Ay, pero Judy, why? But Judy, why?
Pero Judy, why?
Ay, pero Judy, why?
Yo, that opened up my brain in a way that like nobody ever did that before. Like I'm thinking about everything, yo, right now. I'm thinking about, man, maybe I got to change, you know, maybe I got to change the way I eat because, yo, I want to live forever.
Well, wait a minute. Last episode, you were on here talking about Spam and sausage and eggs and cheese on bread.
That tastes so good.
You can't eat like that. And you can't endorse a sandwich like that if you're going to change your life now.
Wait. Judy, I want to know something, all right? But why is it? Why is it, right, that every time I even look at an Oreo, I look at it, yo.
You just carry a bag of double stuffed Oreos? She literally just pulled a bag of double stuffed Oreos out of her bag.
Yo, you gotta be prepared. Cause anything can happen in your life. You know, sometimes you just get that itch and you gotta scratch it. You just gotta have something. Cause you gotta have something to calm you down. You know what I'm saying? But SJ was like so inspirational. I don't know, yo. I think I gotta change.
Judy, you think she's ever gonna eat clean?
I think anybody can do it. But I think we're gonna have to go through Poochie's cupboards and clean out a lot of stuff.
Yo, don't take away my Spam, all right? I'm just saying, don't take it away, Judy. Take anything away from me. No. As a matter of fact, you know what? You go ahead, take my Spam, but don't take my coffee, all right? Don't take my cafe con leche.
Well, the cafe is good, but the con leche is not.
Technically, if you're eating clean, the leche is no good.
¿Qué? Yo, no, I have to have, that's what we call it, cafe con leche. We don't call cafe con. We don't say café con nada. We say café con leche.
Well, Mama, maybe you have almond milk.
I need to sit down. Is this too stressful, yo?
Yes, Mama, please go sit down. And as a matter of fact, just go home. It's okay. Go home. Love you.
Little Judy, why?
Judy, that show in July was incredible. The Freestyle Feast 2023 at the Catholic Health Amphitheater at Bald Hill. Nobody throws a freestyle party like Fever Records and Brian Rosenberg, New York. But there are people kicking themselves because they missed it. So why don't you tell them about another great opportunity to end this summer with the Freestyle Freaks?
Okay. For those of you who love to end summer with a bang, trust me when I tell you, you want to hang out with us at the Freestyle Beach House White Party Saturday, September 2nd, 2023, of course. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com, but the lineup is amazing. TKA K7, George Lamont, myself, Judy Torres, Sapphire, Betty D of Sweet Sensation, the Cover Girls, Sugar Hill Gang, my girl Cynthia, B-Bank, Lime, Sammy Zone, celebrating the 30th anniversary, K7.
And your buddy Suave is getting a Lifetime Achievement Award that night.
Absolutely. Music's going to be by DJ Lucho and White Boy KYS, hosted by Sala Botello and my friend Speedy Wepa, presented by Fever Entertainment and Brian Rosenberg of New York.
You can get your tickets right now at Ticketmaster.com or call 914-725-0011. Join us for the end of the summer at the Coney Island Amphitheater. It's going to be a great show. And you know why? Because you're going to be there.
Don't Doors open at 6, showtime at 7. Do not be on Latino time.
Judy, another great, insightful episode, my friend.
Yeah, and this one was different, right? Because this one was about health and medical stuff. So,
well, this is kind of like part of life coaching, right? You're giving all the different tools to a beautiful life.
Absolutely. And in your health, you know, if you don't have your health, you have nothing. So it's priceless. So I want to thank SJ Shaw one more time of Amari Health. And I want to thank you for tuning in. I pray you continue your quest to find health, happiness, and fulfillment in life. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please follow me at Judy Torres Music and also JudyTorresLifeCoach.com. If you're interested in life coaching with me, I'm accepting new clients at this time. I thank you so much for tuning in. Yeah, I love you. Bye-bye.